My name is Grégory Christophe. I am leading our business in construction for Accenture globally. Vinci is leading this business, and I'm very pleased to have this interview and to welcome Gilles Godard, Chief Digital Transformation Officer of Vinci Construction. Gilles, happy to have you today. In order to start the interview, can you give us one word that describes you the best?
And thanks for inviting me on this talk. To describe oneself in one word is always tricky. The word I chose is to be deliberate. I like to think of myself as deliberate. Why is that? Because I believe that we are what we do, we are our actions, and therefore it is very important to think before we act. And then to talk the walk, to walk the talk. To think about the consequences of our actions, and most importantly, to act.
Pure construction DNA. Can you give us a quick overview of Vinci Construction and its business, Gilles?
Vinci Construction is the construction arm of Vinci, a world leader in concessions, energy, and construction. And Vinci is a true people-first company. That means that within Vinci, Vinci Construction is 115,000 women and men working together to provide a large and diversified construction-related expertise in over 100 countries. More importantly, and very importantly, it's about 1,300 business units all across the world. We are a decentralized company. That means that each one of these business units is an autonomous company with one manager, one business line, a territory, a profit and loss account, and its own resources. We are steeped in a culture of builders, and we proudly manage over 70,000 projects per year. And each business unit is measured in its all-round performance. We have a simple organization based on three pillars. Proximity networks, which is our companies operating in local markets. So buildings in France, road infrastructure in the US, these are proximity networks. Then we have a major projects division, which deals quite naturally with very large and complex projects all over the world. And then we have specialty networks, which are specialist contractors, which provide services to other main contractors.
Gilles, you are the Chief Digital and Transformation Officer of Vinci Construction. What is your change mandate within the company?
My most important mandate is to build consensus within the company, the consensus on what we call our common language and how we implement this common language across the organization. So we started this journey by building the way we work, which describes in very broad terms how we operate in our decentralized model. I said, we have these 1,300 business units operating autonomously. I use the word independent, but the reality is we are a company. So there's a balance between autonomy, independence, and working together. And that's what the way that we work describes. This is complemented to the way we are, which describes our five basic attitudes, which are humility, team spirit, entrepreneurship, excellence, and transparency. And this is a very strong foundation for us across all the company. It is the common street, if you like, of Vinci Construction, which would allow our decentralized model to operate, each company operating within very clear boundaries. And then what we share is the common street. We are now developing the tools to make and to implement in practice this common language. So the core of these tools is, as you all well very know, is an ERP. In 2021, the activities of Vinci Construction were reorganized, and we inherited a wide range of management and information systems across all our businesses. So in this context, our priority is to offer all our business units an integrated information systems platform to support our common language, to provide real-time standardized information for our managers, and to connect our people on site to our entire organization.
Zooming a little bit out of the ERP, I do imagine the digital landscape in such a company is very dynamic and very diverse. What is around the ERP, in fact?
The digital landscape in the construction industry, in all industries, but in the industry that I know, is very, very dynamic. And every day, there's a new company coming up with a new solution to solve some of your very practical problems on site. And as a decentralized organization, Vinci Construction's businesses are autonomous in their choice of the best tools they should use on site to solve their problems. And that's what gives our operational model so much power. They choose the tool, they implement it, and therefore they're agile and fast. This sounds great, but if, you know, it can end up in a very big mess. We're talking about building information modeling, logistics planning and coordination, project management, engineering calculations, among many other tools. So the appropriate level for deciding which tool to use will vary. It can be the business unit for very specific solutions. There will be synergies that will operate between business units at the country level, depending on the market, or depending on what you do, all the way up to a division level, like major projects division. Some of these solutions will be standalone. Some of them need to talk to each other, and some of them need to talk to the core management and accounting systems. In this context, our role is to define very clearly, to build and to deploy the backbone, if you like, of our information systems common to the entire pool, so that this very diverse landscape can easily work and easily connect to each other. A few years back, we tried to operate a model where we didn't have a backbone, a very strong backbone, where we had, you know, like a bus on which everyone would connect and the applications could talk to each other. It doesn't work. You need a strong backbone in the middle. You need a common language. Otherwise, you cannot unleash the power of these tools, and the system doesn't operate.
Digital, as a buzzword, but as a reality, has been a game changer in most of the industries. Where do you think the engineering and construction industry is now in its digital transformation?
So you might hear some people saying, you know, the construction industry is very behind in digitalization. I have a slightly differing opinion. I think digital in construction is actually everywhere. If you look at it, design activities, we have moved from 2D, two-dimensional paper with the pen being moved. And now everything has moved from 2D to 3D and now even to 4D. Progress is being measured on site on a daily basis with scanning tools. And this feeds directly into as-built records. Project, plant, and equipment is being monitored in real time. Artificial intelligence is helping to predict how this plant and equipment work. We are even monitoring activities in real time using AI tools to classify and to feed into programs which help us to identify where we can improve productivity very quickly. Building operating systems, which are helping people to manage assets, they're being implemented to optimize planned and reactive maintenance. Asset managers are digitalizing their legacy assets. So I'm very optimistic about the future. Our industry is changing, the pace is accelerating, and this will allow us to address the central and key challenge of our generation, which is the decarbonization of our activity. Having said that, I think there are three specific challenges to our industry which still need to be addressed. The first one is we are a very granular and fragmented industry with a lot of players in the value chain, from the design of a project all the way to its delivery and then its management. And integration of data all along that supply chain is critical, and we're not quite there yet. Second, a construction site is actually a factory, if you look at it. But critically, it's a factory that's been designed, built, and then will be decommissioned once for one project. So if you take a step back and you look at other industries, they would invest quite a lot of money into the design of their product and the design of their factories to produce a lot of items. So the ratio of design to item is quite much higher than in our industry. There are two main ways of dealing with it. One is to build off-site. And no one has really quite managed to make that work yet. And the second one is to standardize construction sites and methods. And we haven't quite found the right way to do it yet to improve this big problem. And third, we operate in a live environment, which has specific risks and uncertainties. For example, the soil condition changes, and it's very difficult to predict sometimes. Weather conditions always change. Traffic and logistics can be a key challenge. We operate in a slim margin environment where successful projects will generate a slim margin and losses can be very significant. So successful contractors, what do? They are very, very focused on managing risk, identifying them. They can become quite risk averse, which means that the pace of change can be slow in our industry.
The potential of digital is major for operation and for functions. Do you envision at Vinci Construction also a way to differentiate and to drive growth top line by digital?
The key driver of the top line in our industry is time, shortening the time. So time to market, if you like, for our clients is going to be very important. And the tendency has been for time to market to grow over time. So reducing that time, including our own construction time, but also helping our clients manage the regulatory environment in which they operate. And also managing stakeholders, very importantly, monitoring the impact and reducing the impact. So in order to do this, we can optimize design and construction, getting better design earlier on, better communication between design, main contractor, and supply chain to reduce that design and construction time, manage regulatory requirements, manage stakeholders, reduce disruption. Very importantly, optimize and reduce the carbon footprint, provide traceability on that carbon footprint, and provide real cost benefit services to our clients. So in real time, we can tell them which options they can take. You know, you always have the option of investing more now to reduce your impact later. Digital will also help us to reuse existing assets, both by getting a better knowledge of these assets through better scanning and understanding, but also I believe that if we can put digital in assets now, it will help us reuse them in the future. And then, very importantly, provide more flexibility in the process, in the construction process. Historically, because of the constraints and the including regulatory constraints on the process, change has become very difficult to manage in the construction industry and therefore become expensive and made more time. And digital can help us make that process again more flexible, allowing better change management on site, with reducing the impact of that late change. And last but not least, how do we optimize the life cycle of the asset for our clients? This will be something that clients will be looking more and more, and digital can help us in that.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the Connect program and how this program is supporting and boosting the strategic priorities of Vinci Construction?
Connect is our practical vector for implementing the common language and our management model. So in this sense, it is a very strong part of the business journey of Vinci Construction. And in such a decentralized organization as ours, it is a considerable change management endeavor, requiring the entire organization to embrace the principles of the way we work. Connect, in that way, is an accelerator for achieving our strategic priorities. Our first strategic priority is to value people above all. In that respect, we have a very strong axis within Connect to simplify and decentralize the system, so it can be at the service of our operational staff in the business units, and on-site. It is a system that has to be built for the business unit, on-site, on the ground, to provide them with real-time information on their operations integrated in the site. And as a side product, it will create all the reporting that the organization requires. But that's only a side product. The first product is to help our people on-site. Our second strategic priority is to partner with our clients and our stakeholders. And here, Connect has a very important role to play. It can provide open book information to all the people who work on a project, provide maximum transparency to our clients and our construction activities. This is key. You have contracts like early contractor involvement or partnering contracts, alliances, which are very developed and require a high level of transparency and trust. Our third strategic priority is to deliver projects with a positive impact. You can only do this if you measure your impact. And here, Connect is a key tool in measuring our impact, including our carbon footprint, our environmental impact in real time. We also want to strengthen our know-how and our leading expertise by providing a strong backbone to our systems and our business operations. We allow that system around it of what we call tools for the site to constantly change, develop, adapt in a very dynamic way. It will allow us to better understand in which areas we need to focus our efforts on and to put our resources into for that innovation and sustainable path to go forward. So Connect is completely at the core of our strategy.
If I'm not wrong, the construction projects are becoming more and more complex to deliver with higher regulation, technology embedded in the project. How Vinci Construction is leveraging advanced technology such as building information modeling or digital twin in order to deliver its project and continue to reinforce its leadership in delivery excellence?
So building information model, BIM, is now a standard, which is pretty much everywhere. We use BIM to design. We use BIM to prepare the site. We use BIM to explain and showcase to our teams in our toolbox meetings what is going to happen during the day and to be an interactive tool, a discussion with them. We use it to coordinate with our partners, with our supply chain, to manage change, to record progress, to provide accurate as-built data, and to be the foundation for the building operation system. Digital twins are part of what we call this building operation system. So we are beginning to see more and more sophisticated models appear. The key issue that we see here is that you need the twin to be usable for the participants in the value chain. And what we tend to see is different digital twins, a digital twin for the architect, a digital twin for the main contractor, a digital twin for the facilities management company. More work is required to get into a full modular twin, and that will be key to integrating the value chain of construction.
What about AI and Gen AI? Do you think it has the potential to transform the way you design, the way you build, and the way you operate your business?
This journey has started. We have generative design in quite a few of our businesses. In Freycinet, for instance, they use generative design to find the optimal solution to a problem. It's quite fun to watch on a screen because you see the Gen AI go through different designs before it gets to that final design, calculating in real time. It's actually quite impressive. We've used Gen AI to find the optimal route for a road. So you give it a starting point and an end point. You give it the constraints, the environmental constraint, the stakeholders, the soil, and it will find you the best route. We've used this in New Zealand on a specific project. We use Gen AI in document analysis. We receive lots of documents in a bid for check for inconsistencies, try to anticipate, identify the risks. We use it for opportunities identification as early as possible, using publicly available information. I said we use it on site for classification of our activities. This helps operational performance analysis. We use it for fraud detection. I think a lot of people do that. We use it for quality control. We use it for increased performance of our plant and equipment. When you see how AI has improved massively video games, generating in real-time scenarios, interacting with you, you can imagine what it could do on a work site to help anticipate difficult situations which might arise, dangerous situations, give advanced warnings to our teams, you know, stop, something's going to happen. It can be used for our operators to improve construction methods, and also maybe in the future to allow better co-activity of robots, cobots, and people.
Sustainable transformation will have and are having similar magnitude when compared with sustainable revolution, energy transition, decarbonization. How is VINCI Construction responding to the net zero challenge?
So I'll take it in two steps. I think the first step is the industry. You know, how do we reach net zero emissions in the industry? And there won't be a single big game changer. There's not one button that you press and that works, you know, like turning on a nuclear power plant to reduce your carbon footprint in the electrical sector. It's going to be a lot of initiatives from the ground up. So our model is very well adapted to that. We must work on everything. We need to move from carbon-based fuels, obviously. That means electricity. Also hydrogen. Why? Because we use plant that uses a lot of power. So we'll see small plant use electricity, and the larger equipment is probably going to use hydrogen. That transition is going to take time. In the meantime, we're going to use things like biofuels or gas rather than diesel. But we also need to make the entire supply chain decarbonize. And actually, that is the big challenge, what people call scope three. So that means cement and concrete. That means steel. And that also means including in our sites more sustainable materials such as wood. Sustainable wood. That's the industry challenge. Now, how is VINCI Construction addressing that more specifically? The first axis is to design to use less material. And that's great because that's actually the business model of one of our key companies, Freycinet. So we know how to do it. That's what they do every day, all day. And they've been doing it for the past 100 years through pre-stressing concrete. So we continue that journey, we expand it. The second is to use low carbon materials. VINCI Construction is one step ahead in this with our Exergy program. This is our program of low carbon concretes. We've set a target of by 2030, 90% of the concrete we pour worldwide will be low carbon concrete. The third is to reduce carbon-based fuels. So we decarbonize our plants, we decarbonize our sites by moving away from diesel-based solutions. And last is to design and build for a zero-carbon life cycle, energy-positive buildings, smart grids, reusing materials, and to plan the decommissioning of the assets. But the most important lever we have is our people. They are up to the challenge, and every day they come up with ideas, solutions. They try things to reduce the carbon footprint of their activities, whether it is our own carbon footprint, scopes one and two, or whether it is the carbon footprint of our supply chain or of that of our clients.
I do imagine one of the challenges is to apply this common language to measure carbon, but also to get enough data to measure and to track progress, right?
You cannot improve unless you measure. So data is at the heart of everything. We need data to model what we do. We need data to plan how we do it. We need data to execute it, and then to monitor, and then to feedback that data into the cycle. And we need data to coordinate with our value chain. So data is at the heart of the sustainable transformation. I had a discussion very recently about this. You know, people put in place these big data lakes. But the truth is, if it's a disorganized data lake, you can't actually do anything with it. So the common language part, qualifying the data and ensuring that people put the same meaning behind the data, allows you to leverage that data across your sites and across your industry.
Thank you, Gilles. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Grégory. That was great. Highly enjoyable.